Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, Monday. What's up? And welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan the Stretch run tonight. Late night Nats in San Diego taking on the Padres, which means we're live until 6:30, and then you get some overtime. Live and local taking you up to Nats baseball tonight. Linnell Willingham stops by in about 25 minutes. The show's brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murad.
They do it all over there. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
All right, new segment we're going to debut. We're going to try it on for size. I think it'll be successful. I think it'll be fun. We're going to call it Sizzling and Fizzling. Basically, it's a thumbs up, thumbs down. It's a hot or not kind of scenario. Something that has caught your eye positively, something that has caught your eye negatively. We're going to sizzle. We're going to fizzle. We'll go round the horn here. So I will start us off, Danny. Sizzling, I've got two, as a matter of fact. I will give you two. For sizzling, number one, I'm going to go with Sam Presti, the general manager of the Oklahoma City Thunder, who I think is one of the best executives in sports. Joined the Spurs as a video intern way back in 2000 as a 22-year-old. Was a front office prodigy, Seattle, Oklahoma City Thunder GM at 29 in 2007. His draft run with Durant, Russell Westbrook, Serge Ibaka, James Harden from 07 to 09 is iconic. He built the second youngest finals team ever in 2012. And he just over and over again has kind of reinvented himself and the Thunder. And you look at his tree that's starting to grow now with guys like Will Dawkins here in D.C. You can't really find people in the NBA that have negative things to say about him. I think he's really sharp with his eyes as a scout, but he's also really good with the data and the intel as well. And the Thunder became the first team to win a championship without paying the luxury tax since the Lakers, and that was in a bubble season that barely counted back in 2020. So Danny, Sam Presti, I'm going to go sizzling. Guy needs some love.
Yeah, hot right now, right? I mean, everything he's touching turned to absolute gold. So that is a pretty good one for the sizzle reel.
I'll give you one more. Sizzling. The Crunchwrap has turned 20 years old. Now, you'll note that I have never eaten at Taco Bell, and I'm not familiar with the Crunchwrap, but this is apparently a big celebration for fast foodies here of late. 2 decades to the day, this was, I believe, over the weekend, since Taco Bell debuted the Crunchwrap Supreme. Are you familiar with this
item? I am indeed, yes.
It quickly became one of the fast food chain's best sellers, inspired copycats, according to the New York Times. There's a dive bar in Queens, New York called Aunt Jenny's that serves a crisp wrap ultimate, which is their own version of the wrap with slow roasted pork. And then Blue Hour, a Brooklyn restaurant owned by Afghan Americans, has a wrap of their own with halal ground beef and homemade queso. But these are all over the country. Apparently everyone's just trying to basically make the Crunchwrap because it's so popular. But it turned 20 years old this weekend.
I would not have guessed that, by the way.
The Crunchwrap sizzling.
It works for me. The Crunchwrap is very, very good. It's not the double-decker taco, which is my number one menu item at Taco Bell of all time, that they just won't bring back. They brought back modifiers, but not the original gangster. But the Crunchwrap Supreme, terrible pun coming, reigns supreme.
Should we go with my fizzling, or do you want to go around the room with all the sizzlings first, like good and then bad?
Oh,
how do you want to do it?
Do your fizzles.
This is our maiden voyage, after all.
I say you take your turn.
Okay.
Do your fizzle.
Very good. Fizzling. Thing that I'm not so fond of. In fact, the entire reason why we're debuting this segment today, if I could say that, it's been in the holster. We're like, at some point I'd like to do this. And then I watched the College World Series over the weekend, and I just could not believe myself.
When was that on? I saw an umpire show.
Yeah.
When was the College World Series on?
Oh, there you go. Angel Campos is the name of the home plate umpire at the College World Series who tossed out the head coach of a team in a World Series game in the first inning for arguing on balls and strikes. He had already gotten off to a bad start, balls and strikes. By the way, the head coach who came out, Kevin Schnall, who's respected in college baseball, Coastal Carolina's head coach in the World Series, the only thing he said to him was, "You've missed three calls already." And he put three fingers in the air, and the umpire threw him out like it was February. Even in February, I'm not sure that you can throw him out,
please,
by the way.
Please don't do that, yeah.
But a college World Series game, this guy, Angel Campos, who based on my research last night, was a former Major League Baseball umpire who's not anymore, based seemingly on performance, best I can tell. Now umpiring in college, who's had a couple of run-ins and snafus in last year's College World Series with different people he umped-showed, threw a coach out in inning number one of the decisive game of the College World Series. Give me a break. This was the telecast on ESPN from this weekend when Schnall gets thrown out in the first inning.
Count. He throws that curveball, the slider, roughly 50% of the time.
Oh, my goodness. He just threw Kevin Schnall out of the game. In the bottom of the first inning, the home plate umpire throws Kevin Schnall out of this game, and down goes an umpire who had come in to get in the middle of things.
I mean, they couldn't believe it on the telecast. Now, by the way, that was the goofiest moment ever. This unathletic umpire comes running in and trips on his feet or somebody else's feet, and then they acted like the coach bumped him.
Yeah, and then he immediately holds up two fingers for a two-game suspension. I'm going, you buffoons.
I mean, it was just so
you
embarrassing.
You clown shoes.
This was Schnall post-game talking about being ejected in the biggest game of his career in the first inning for saying you've gotten three calls wrong.
There's 25,000 people there, and I vaguely hear a warning issued. As the head coach, I was assistant for 24 years, and as an assistant, you're almost treated like a second-level citizen, and you can't say a word. Now, as a head coach, I think it is your right to get an explanation of why we got warned. And I'm 48 years old. I shouldn't get shooed by another grown man, right? So when I come out to ask what the warning is, a grown man shooed me. So at that point, I can now hear him say it was a warning issued for arguing balls and strikes. And at that point, I said, because you missed three. At that point, ejected. If that warrants an ejection, I'm the first one to stand here like a man and apologize. Two words that define our program are own it. And what does that mean is you have to own everything that you do without blame, without defending yourself, without excuses. If you guys watched the video, there was a guy that came in extremely aggressively, tripped over Campos's foot, embarrassed in front of 25,000, immediately goes two-game suspension and said, bumping the umpire. Immediately does that. There was no bump. He was embarrassed. I shouldn't be held accountable for a grown man's athleticism.
That's a great one.
Perfect.
He goes, they'll retract it, though, because now it's excessive. And the reason it was excessive, because I wasn't trying to say anything and I didn't bump him. But you can't eject a coach without really good reason in a championship. Your job as an umpire is to keep control, is to manage the game. It's a national championship game. Do it with a little bit of poise and a little bit of calmness, and as Schnall would say, with a little bit of tolerance. And that is my, Danny, definitive first ever fizzling. For sizzling and fizzling, I'm going to go with Angel Campos, the manager, College World, umpire throughout a manager in the College World Series.
I'm going to start quickly with my sizzle. Danny Ruelle, 106.7 The Fan's Grant and Danny Show. I have a new watch band on. I figured out how to change it myself.
Wow.
I was so unbelievably excited that I figured this out. My son found like a video when he came in to help me. I'd already done it. That's how good I was at this today. So what you have to do, If you have an Apple Watch, right, is, you know, when you take it off, whatever, there are these two little buttons in the back that you wouldn't even know are there unless you were looking for them and you were really, really smart. And you have to push each button down independently, right? I'll show you the buttons. You probably can't even see them. When you hold on, you push the button down and you can slide the band in a way you wouldn't even think you could slide the band. I figured all that out by myself. By the time he had Googled and found a YouTube how-to video and he came in to help me, already done. Sizzling. That's my first sizzle. Second, the fizzle. Remember our friend Jamber Candelario?
Of course I do.
He was good. He had a nice time here. He was good here. He was a good third baseman. Like he hit in the right around 260 with a well over 800 OPS, 16 bombs, up north of a 3 WAR for these Washington Nationals. Got designated for assignment after coming back from injury for the Reds, hitting 113. 113, that's a batting average, not in certain situations.
Who do you think he is, Josh Bell?
Oh, thank you. No, it's not like an isolated power number. That's a 113 batting average, an OPS of, thank you, Grant, of 410, on-base percentage of $1.98. So he was struggling at AAA, comes back from injury, gets himself a little DFA.
Chalk that one up for the Nats as well, going and getting Kevin Mate, I believe, is the second piece with DJ Hurst.
DJ Hurst.
Jamer Candelario.
Yeah.
Sizzling and fizzling. All right, Darris, your first ever crack at this thing. Sizzling and fizzling on Grant and Danny.
All right, let's see if I can do this. I actually think I have two sizzlings here. The first one, Commanders did a cool thing today. They announced that their remade draft room was named after longtime legendary GM Bobby Bethard. I just think that's awesome.
That's very cool.
Yeah,
so
really
the Bobby
cool.
Bethard draft room?
It's the Bethard draft room. And his grandson works as a scout for the team.
Yeah, and it's I'm sure it's a part of all their remodeling that they're doing at the facility, so it looks cool. It's got a new look. So we're not going to look like an embarrassing team on TV in future drafts when they go to our war room and say, "Let's look and see what Adam Peters and the Commanders are doing," and it's not just a plain blank white room. It now looks like a cool room, and it now has representation by Bobby Bethard. So I think that's really cool. My other sizzling, West Coast baseball, man. There's just something about I know the team stinks.
Darris,
I get it. I get that the Nats aren't that good.
Late night Nats.
When they're on the West Coast, I love everything about it. This week is my wheelhouse. Now, I would prefer to go to a game over at Nats Park. That'd be cool, you know, to go see the team play at Nats Park. But when they're on the West Coast and I get to watch them start with a 9:40 first pitch or a 10:10 first pitch.
How psyched were you for Joe Davis on the call of Nats baseball?
Great. Well, I mean, I was listening to our home broadcast, of course.
No, you weren't.
But I did sneak over occasionally and listen to
respectfully. And by the way, Dan and Kevin, they're my guys, okay? They're going
to
be okay with
They'll have to understand.
I get 3 days to listen to Joe Davis talk about James Wood. I'm going to have to do that, okay? So, good. He's like, the worst infield defense in baseball strikes again. Joe Davis with the golden pipes. By the way, now you get Orsillo tonight.
Oh, see, you just stole my thunder. I'm going to get 3 days of Dan Orsillo. I mean, how great is this? I love West Coast baseball. Love when the Nats are on the West Coast playing these teams. And then we'll get 3 games against the Angels later on this weekend.
You know what you're going to hear tonight? You ready for this? It's going to be
something about the Chrome Zone.
At the end of the sixth inning, it's going to be like Lyle Ruiz Young all down via the K. The side struck out down the way of the K on the way to the commercial break.
Yeah. Or when Jake Cronenworth takes Jose Ferrer deep in the seventh inning, he threw it into the Crone Zone or something like that. My fizzling, this heat stinks. I was out at Barbecue Battle this weekend, went on Sunday, had a good time, couldn't stay too long because it was just so hot outside. Tonight's low. You want to guess what the low temperature is tonight?
Overnight. This is fun. I'm going to say, because you're bringing it up.
Right.
In this,
it's not going to be 38.
I'm going to up it. I'm going to say 86.
It's 80.
I think it's 80.
But it might as well be 86. But yeah it's going to be a low of 80.
Oof. That's so low.
Please,
that's the Derek.
Please take summer
that's
away.
That's the Nathaniel.
Is it the
I like
Lau?
That you went with the obscure Red Sox from 15 obscure? Years ago. I mean, around common? These parts today, right. You got Nathaniel Lowe, 3 homers over the weekend, staring you in the face, and you go Derek. That's just a choice. That's all I'm saying.
It was a choice, but I mean, there's multiple Derricks, right? Wasn't there a slugger, Derek Lowe?
I know Derek Lowe, the sinker baller for Boston.
Yeah, the hard throwing sinker baller for Boston.
I don't
Boston.
Remember a Derek Lowe who's a slugger.
Now I'm racking my brain. I know there's a Lowe.
Derek Bell?
No. played for Houston. There's a Lowe and a Lau in the same order, which is infuriating in Tampa.
That's Brandon Lau, and that's Nathaniel Lowe's brother.
Josh Lowe?
That's him.
Right. Yep.
Lowe?
It's Nathaniel's brother.
Lau?
Those are very good. Sizzle and fizzle.
Thank you.
Well done. Mm-hmm. Somebody gets the assignment here. Clary, we got a good first ever round here going. You're up.
Yep, batting fourth here. What's sizzling for me? This is going to be off your guys' radars, but Love Island USA. This is a show that I would never watch alone. I have never been into the dating shows. I have never watched The Bachelor. But I'm into this because my girlfriend got me into it. And I got to say, the drama is incredible. I mean, it is The Bachelor on steroids, I feel like. That's steroids. What I feel like.
What's the performance-enhancing drug there?
Steroids.
The Bachelor is doing what exactly? It's shooting something into its arm through a syringe. What is it shooting?
Steroids.
Steroids.
Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire hit a lot of home runs in 98.
Allegedly took?
Steroids.
Hmm.
But this show is incredible. And honestly, because we have to watch a lot of Nats baseball. It's what I do. And so this is kind of like her sports. This is her thing. This is her time to shine, her time to break it down and tell me everything about Love Island. And I'm kind of in on it. I am in on it. It is exciting. There's a lot of drama. There's drama that I'm into. I'm like kind of going back and forth. I'm like, well, I think this guy's in the right. I think this girl's in the wrong and vice versa. It's incredible. You guys are not going to watch it, but the listeners Correct. Out there, I think some people might find some entertainment there. It's a great show.
Danny,
mm-hmm.
When I think I'm about to like say, oh, you know what? I got to come down on this. I remember that Clary's just me 10 years ago.
Yeah.
He's just me literally 10 years ago. Now, I would never have watched this disaster. However,
that's what it is.
I watched The Bachelor with my wife.
For
I watched
years,
The Bachelor.
You guys did.
Also, I think my takeaway here is I'm going to choose to be positive. Clary is the best boyfriend in the world. You know what? He's just,
yes.
He is just along for the ride. Whatever needs to happen for you to have a good day, he is going to do it.
So, two things. One, I was thinking of the slugger Derek Lee, which doesn't help the conversation now because it's like 7 minutes ago, former Cub. Second of all, which doesn't help the low part of things, right? So I messed that up really badly. So that's the thing that happened. Second of all, I think you nailed it on the head. I think he's just such a people pleaser, talking about corporate Ryan Clary.
Right.
That's what this really is. I don't think he really likes it. I think he, like if he had to take a lie detector, he would know that it's reprehensible and so stupid. And like, it's a great mile marker for how far we've all fallen.
Well, he's the kind of guy, I mean, seriously, mm-hmm. If his girlfriend said to him, I want to go walk around old shops with other people's old junk in them
mm-hmm.
outside of Leesburg all day on Sunday, he'd be like, awesome, babe, when do we leave? Like, he is just the greatest boyfriend in the world.
Right.
Everyone should be
Do you want
so
some
lucky.
Matcha tea? Because it's required by law for you to drink it because you're in your 20s.
Right. So, any hoodles, I hope you have fun tonight. That should be, what are we having for dinner? Salmon or something like
Salmon?
That? We're still trying to figure that one out. But if I had to bet, probably steaks. I might cook something. We'll see.
Steak.
We'll
Hello.
See.
Okay.
We'll see.
Things are looking up.
Steak and Love Island?
I mean, I've got a sizzling and fizzling for Ryan's night. Fizzling what's on the TV. Steak. Sizzling, steak off the grill.
There you go.
All right, what else you got, Clary?
For what's fizzling for me, it's West Coast baseball.
Thank you.
For all the morning people out there,
thank you.
I'm a morning person. I am up at typically around 6:30, 7 a.m. just naturally. That's just how I am. I like to go to bed early. I like to be in bed, ready to go to bed by 10 p.m. First pitch tonight is 9:40 p.m. for the Nationals. I'm going to stay up. I'm going to watch it. I probably won't fall asleep till 1 a.m., and then I'll probably wake up at 7 a.m.
Will you watch the whole game tonight?
Of course. Of course.
See, that actually does surprise me because you stay up. You do not like staying up at all.
I do not like staying up. I like to be in bed, like, asleep around 10:30. That's the way that I like it. I like having an early dinner at 5 p.m., and I like falling asleep early, and I like waking up early. And
5 p.m. is tough. But we have kids. It's what time, you know, when I'm not doing this thing, that's what time we eat around the Hooray house.
That's the time I like to eat also. And so West Coast baseball is kind of taking away the joy from an early dinner, number one, but also number two, an early night. Because now, tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up at 6:30, 7 a.m., just like I do every time, because I cannot sleep in, and it's going to suck.
You know what else takes away the joy? Is how the Nationals play.
The losing.
Exactly. That also.
I stayed up for this.
Attaboy, Clary. There's a good sizzling and
fizzling.
Yeah,
we did that.
What do you think? Nice little round.
That's a keeper, I think.
I think it's got a shot.
Hold on to that one. That's as good as money.
Sizzling and fizzling on Grant and Danny.
Crowd liked it. They haven't tripped about anything today.
Seems like they're very excited. Yeah. There's that one guy scurrying out the back door right now.
He's got to go to the bathroom.
The show's not even done yet. Yeah. Do you ever call attention to the guy that's leaving in the middle of your stand-up?
That's a great question. I try to vibe it out. So there's like built-in things that are funny that you can say, you know? But like if it's someone
who's
like...
What do you mean? Give me an example.
So like, number two, like you just say it real quick as they kind of stand up if they're awkward. If they're clearly trying not to disrupt the show and they're like embarrassed about doing it, if they're going to get another beer or whatever, then you don't call it out. But if somebody's sort of like buffoonishly getting up and it's like, yeah, this seems to be a table where this guy gets made fun of and it's fine, then you can do it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
But a lot of hack comics will just do it automatically.
It seems like it's a thing that's happening more based on the sets that I watch. Mm-hmm. Or crowd work in general seems to be the new it thing.
Oh, man.
I don't find that funny or interesting.
Don't get me started.
Like Matt Rife, this like, you know this guy, this super handsome young
I've
guy?
Seen it, yeah.
Yeah. He has some funny zings along the way. You got to sit through a lot of stuff for a good zing here or there. But like, whatever that is, it's not my thing.
Well, there are people that are very good at it. And he's talented. Don't get me wrong. And he's obviously very handsome.
But
and
couldn't
that's
he just do
on.
A good set, writing and timing and everything? Why does he have to sit there and interview people in the crowd?
Because it's the laziest, lowest common denominator thing. And I apologize if you like it. You're allowed to like it. Like what you want. But the, what's up, sweetie? How you doing? What's your name? Really? How long you been dating him? And it's like the answer's 2 years. And he's like, you haven't popped the question yet? And now they're awkward. They have to have like a define their relationship on the way home because you just embarrassed them all. Because that's what you're capitalizing on is the public shame or a little bit of that like shared communal embarrassment. You're dipping into that with your ladle and you just pour it out. And it's very, very easy to do. Now, there's some comedians that are amazing at it. Like if you look at watching Ari Spears set, he can riff off of somebody's, their shoelace isn't the right color or their pants are weird. He'll go for 15 minutes and say hilarious stuff, but it's not my thing. It's a little bit less craft than it was before.
Am I wrong, though, that it's becoming more and more prevalent?
It is. It's how you get noticed.
I feel like it's
heckler
an entire...
Comedian destroys heckler, like, or whatever.
It's like a whole industry now. Yes. It's like a type of comedian. It's like an offshoot. Like, are you a real comedian or are you one of the guys that just does the crowd work the whole time? It's like a whole different faction of comedian.
Yep.
All right, tomorrow's show promises to be a pretty good one. We're excited about this. Nick Shook of NFL.com is going to be on with us at 3:25. He thinks the Commanders are one of the most improved teams in football this offseason. And Austin Eckler, you remember him, our weekly guest all season long from the Commanders, stops by at 5 p.m. tomorrow to link back up with the show. We're excited about that. So Shook at 5 at 3:25, and then Eckler at 5 o'clock. Linnell's got overtime deep into the evening, and then late night Nats baseball in San Diego tonight, right here on The Fan. For Darris and Ryan, Grant and Danny saying so long. We're back at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Thank you for coming.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Earl Forsey. We're brought to you by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Start with some Wizards news today. Shams Charania of ESPN reporting earlier that former All-Star Chris Middleton is going to pick up his $33.3 million player option with the Wizards for next season. Remember, Middleton dealt to D.C. by Milwaukee at the trade deadline last season. Other news, Indiana Pacers star Tyrese Haliburton reportedly having surgery tonight to repair a torn right Achilles tendon suffered in Game 7 of the NBA Finals last night. Of course, an injury that could keep him out all of next season. Baseball, you heard the boys talking about it. Nationals West Coast swing continues tonight in San Diego. Late night Nats, 9:40, first pitch. Bang, zoom. Hopefully go the fireworks on the road for the Nationals against the Padres tonight. Nats baseball on The Fan. Main Street Bank's a business-focused community bank serving DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender. From the Crop Medcalf 5-star sports desk, I'm Earl Forsey on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.